Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you through the Bible, verse by verse. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we're going to read it in two parts. Today, I'm going to read verses 1 through 20 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Now, concerning the things about which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But because of sexual immoralities, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband give his wife the affection owed her, and likewise also the wife her husband. The wife doesn't have authority over her own body, but the husband. Likewise also the husband doesn't have authority over his own body, but the wife. Don't deprive one another, unless it is by consent for a season, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and may be together again, that Satan doesn't tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But this I say by way of concession, not of commandment, yet I wish that all men were like me. However, each man has his own gift from God, one of this kind and another of that kind. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. But if they don't have self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. But to the married I command, not I, but the Lord, that the wife not leave her husband, but if she departs, let her remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband, and that the husband would not leave his wife. But to the rest, I, not the Lord, say, if any brother has an unbelieving wife and she is content to live with him, let him not leave her. The woman who has an unbelieving husband and he is content to live with her, let her not leave her husband. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified in the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified in the husband. Otherwise your children would be unclean, but now they are holy. Yet if the unbeliever departs, let there be separation. The brother or the sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us in peace. For how do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife? Only as the Lord has distributed to each man, as God has called each, so let him walk. So I command in all the assemblies. Was anyone called having been circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Has anyone been called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let each man stay in that calling in which he was called. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for the clarity of these verses, and I know there's so much nuance when it comes to different kinds of things in terms of divorce and abuse and so many different nuances to this. So I'm not going to prescribe my prayer. I'm just going to say, Lord, I pray for those who are happily married, and I pray for a strong bond, that you would be that bond of peace between the two. I pray for those who are unhappily married. I pray, Lord, that both spouses would turn to you and find you. I pray for those who are in abusive situations, that you would empower the one being harmed to get to a safe place so that they, as an image bearer of you, would not be harmed. Lord, I pray for those who are in marriages where there's been marital infidelity. And I pray that, Lord, that the one or both who have committed that would come to true repentance, not just lip service, not just, oh no, I got caught, but true deep repentance, that you could build that marriage back up. I know that that's an escape clause to divorce, and so I don't take it lightly. But I also know that you can do amazing things through two repentant people. So I dare to believe and dare to pray that you can do that. But Lord, I also know that you are a beautiful, amazing God who does not violate our will. And so sometimes we are married to someone who's hard-hearted and we cannot do anything about it. We can pray, we can seek counsel, we can do everything, we can react well, we can create boundaries, but sometimes, Lord, we've done everything that we can. And so, Lord, just be with the person who's in a difficult marriage right now. Of course, I pray for reconciliation, but I also understand in this crazy world that we live in, that sometimes that is just not possible. So, Lord, be with those who have walked through the scourge and the pain of divorce, whether they feel like it was their fault or someone else's. I pray that you would lift that shame. I pray that you would heal the wounds, and I pray that you would set their feet upon a rock. And I thank you so much that you show Paul as an example of one who is unmarried but very much dedicated to you. So Lord, help us not to hold marriage as this like sacred cow, but really in the New Testament it's singleness that is the elevated thing, but we've gotten that really wrong. So Lord, I pray for everybody, single, married. I pray for your strength to walk into your ways, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I mentioned, I have a book coming out that came out this month called Love, Pray, Listen: Parenting Your Wayward Adult Kids with Joy. It is a Bethany product, and you can get it wherever books are sold, and that does help support this ministry here. So thank you so much, and have an amazing day.